This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The National Weather Service is calling it historic snow. A big snowstorm is hitting the Midwest. Parts of Nebraska and Iowa have more than a foot on the ground already, and snow is expected to fall late into today in some areas. Chicago's warning residents that it could be dangerous to drive this morning. In Alabama, a tornado killed a person trapped in a home when a tree fell on the house. The National Weather Service's John DeBlock says there are serious injuries in the area north of Birmingham.
I saw a report of 17 people were sent to the hospital with some pretty significant injuries. That's not uncommon for a tornado that looks to be as strong as this tornado was.
Do you think the Senate will convict former President Trump of inciting the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building? President Biden does not. He talked to CNN last night. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with what Republicans are saying.
Some GOP lawmakers say another impeachment trial would just further divide the country. And Texas Senator John Cornyn says Donald Trump was already punished by losing the November election. Lead House impeachment manager Jamie Raskin, presenting the article of impeachment to the Senate, called for conviction for Trump allegedly inciting the rioters who stormed the Capitol, leaving five dead, and pressuring elections officials to change the outcome.
President Biden says the nation could soon be vaccinating 1.5 million people a day against COVID-19. Meanwhile, a new variant of the virus has popped up in Minnesota in a resident who traveled recently to Brazil. No sign it's spreading, say officials. A motorist repeatedly drove into people along streets and sidewalks in Portland, Oregon, killing an elderly woman. Five other people hurt and taken to hospitals. The suspect under arrest. This is AP News. California's missing something. Billions of dollars that have been stolen from its unemployment system. Tim McGuire reports.
California Labor Secretary Julie Hsu says it can't be sugarcoated. Hackers and international gangs gained access to the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program approved by Congress and made off with at least $11.4 billion and perhaps $20 billion more. Hsu says the state didn't have the needed security levels and the criminals took advantage of the situation. She says Russian and Nigerian online gangs are among the thieves. She also faults the past Trump administration for failing to provide the state with guidance and support needed to foil sophisticated fraud rings. The thieves took advantage of the broad eligibility requirements, which lack the usual identity safeguards, to gain access to the funds. Officials note such unemployment fraud is widespread across the U.S. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.